A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Gifts Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us, and for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says foreign visa-exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Coffee will make me coffee.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapho lo jonga. Siyalibamba ke udaba lwethu lomhlanje ngabe sikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe le South Africa. Kulombiko oyithulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kwele South Africa kumbe abavela kwele South Africa belomzali oyedwa. Okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe umthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama birth certificate, kufunakala ama death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka naye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so usungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe le South Africa lithi konke lokho kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lomntwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo balibisele ekhaya ngoba labe lingangena ngokusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lomntwana ungela maphepha akho ukuthi uye khona ngale bakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318.
Yeye kunjalo ke jonga. Ah, ndiri right. Kurukura nyaya inogona kufadza vabereki vakawanda kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachigara muSouth Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya muSouth Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezve mukati meSouth Africa, mukati menyika, vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete, kana kuti munhu anenge achichengeta mwana iyeyo, kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye, anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare, kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro, kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvume yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachinetseka zvikuru, nekuti unofanira kunge uchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza Jonga Kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiyo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa ingadzi child trafficking nokuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yeka naye nepassport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamurimi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda he's with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Swanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamsa, hello to Kulume, ama language, ama.
Amatat. Yeah, we just really have to be able to talk. So, what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations? Pertaining
well,
to children,
yes. The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the Children's Court and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documents, and then we get excited about that because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking. And particularly for, I mean, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are speaking with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe into South Africa. And the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking, and we are very concerned. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma hapo Dr. Swanda. Nokuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatova nakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki. Vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe. I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda who try to reconnect.
Yes, I don't know whether we've got another caller or not on the line. So it seems that
yes,
cool.
Hello. Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, dear now. Mkoma Dominic. Murufona Murukupi Mkoma Dominic.
South Africa.
South Africa, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Na ndoda kuti chandira vatira iri chandira kanaka zvikuru but ma idambudziko mire kuti pabhuda tirwenya sadiri kuti pabhe pane muri wakanyanyisa nekuti ngata kanyika yedu yechemare kuti haita ma foreign vati kata kamuni mwechi anarika pabhuda achienda kuzimbabwe yati na ukatoenda kuzimbabwe
Mukoma Dominic, ndoda kubvunza kuti mune muchibhadhara choko mumwe, why are you paying?
Wano badhara maron tili badhara five because auna kana like ili kuti ma papers ndibva izvi like kiza uya kuba buza kazo uya zvara ndi tambu wamudzokera kuti ndibva pano mfano udiwa maya five kuti
ndo mapepa ka ari kunzi ne South Africa hapana rimwe bepa richadiwa kana muine passport yenyu imi kana mapiwa visa remazuva 30 zvikanzvingori muorder izvo zvekuti mune passport yenyu nemvume yekuti munge muchipinda nekubuda muSouth Africa hapana mumwe munhu anofanira kuzenga achikuti chioko muhomwe kana makubhadhara chioko muhomwe kupara mhosvaka uko nokuti munofananga muine mapepa anokubvumidzai kupinda muSouth Africa abviswa ndiwaya yekuti unonzi mwana kuti anga achiuya kokuona iwe baba kuSouth Africa unofananga wakasaina futi tsamba inenge yekuti mwana wangu achafamba naamai vake ini ndini baba wacho muisa affidavit nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabviswa. Thank you, Mkoma. Munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma? Yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. He's Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you don't have such documents and they will ask for money. Yeah. And I think Dr. Swanda is back.
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda.
Hello?
Yes, yeah, also Dr. Swanda, do you know?
Yes,
I'm going to call you. Yes, I'm going to call you. Kuto ke wena ngubona wako ubona ngani unoko kwethulwe lelizwe la South Africa ungathi ngakho
ngicela ukuthi le mithetho leyo ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphuma endaweni ezifana naseZimbabwe bangakujabulela kakhulu lokho ngoba kusho ukuthi ingane zabo mhlawumpe ezifunde eZimbabwe izokwazi ukuthi kube nabomalayisha izikhuluma zivaleyo zizovakasha kodwa ayiyona into esingayijabulela lokho ngoba okokuqala kumele ukuthi abazali babekwazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukwaziwa ukuthi iy'ngane zondlele ngendlela efaneleyo na okokuthi nabazali noma behlukena ke sithi kume sihlukane sophakathi kwabazali kufanele ukuthi kube nesivumelwano uma kuzoba nokuhamba ekomzali ethile kuhamba leyo ingane ngoba abazali betholukuthi behlukene omunye ekhathi ingane asuke ehambe nayo aye eSouth Africa omunye ekhale eZimbabwe engakwazi kungela sivumelwano lapho kubalulekile ukuthi iy'ngane zingajontwa umthetho uhlale ufana ngoba lo mthetho lona unekethise ebantwini abamuya ngaphandle kuphela kodwa izindlela zeSouth Africa azivumelekanga ukuthi zingaphuma nengane ngaphandle kokulandela umgomo okukhomba ukuthi umthetho lona uhloniphe kakhulu amalungelo abantwana balapha eSouth Africa ukudlula abantwana abasuka ngaphandle kungakho kuthina lokhu asikubeki kuyinto enhle ngoba siyakukhathaza kakhulu ngamalungelo awabantwana ngoba abantwana uma bangavele bathathwe noyibani ekugcinile phela ngabantwana asebethethwe sikhuluma ngokuthi abantwana abadayiswayo ukuthi mazidayisa imizimbo eSouth Africa basuka nekhabe thena ukuthi mazevele basebenze la bafike badayise sikhuluma nakudala nakudala siyeza ukuthi amantombazana bethola ngomalayiki esuke eZimbabwe athi uma efika emadodoti abazali bafike bayadayiselana amadoda lapho umntwana athatha adayiswe ayohlala nendoda angayikhulumi ngoba engasenamali umalayiki ekhuluma liyakhe phemanje sifunde sivumele namhlanje ukuthi kube nomthetho ovumela ukuthi abantwana abaphuma ngaphandle bangene ngaphandle kwezincwadi nemvume eyanele kusho lokho ukuthi sivumele iy'ngane zethu ukuthi zibe sengozini ukuthi ziphinde zithunjwe futhi zisetshenziswe ngabantu ngendlela abayithandayo akuyona into esinokuyijabulela lokho.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ifoni ngani iyakeleza sizabona iplan ukuthi
singenza njani.
Hayi, sizabona iplan. So uthi sithathe ke ubaba osecingweni okwamanje sizakuthiwa ke kulo baba ecingweni. Kunjani mfowethu? Sisabona baba?
Yebo.
Ye, kunjani ngumoyo?
Ye, ngumoyo.
Ye, uVolta Moyo. Injani impilo baba?
Anyaphile kunjani?
Hayimpilile. Ye kulomthetho lo kutwa mutsha lo ngathi ningawo.
Oh mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantwana engozini. Bekubuhle kwinjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina i-affidavit leya lasemaphoyiseni yahamba ngale bhosi bafike bakudinge khonoku bekuprosesa ilungelo labantwana mayena umthetho nalo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonokho abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana lutshontshwe loba katshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yabo bavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziweni nxa kunje mona
no sike kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungaza ke kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngwake kumbe usowakhe kumbe asinxa bekuphi imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube zincwadi lezo akunje lama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idingwe i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu
mhm hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungathina kusasa lapho yeah, so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that, you know, this new regulation may put children's lives in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Says, especially when it comes to human trafficking.
Mm.
Says that's very dangerous. And even in terms of prostitution, I think that's the same thing
that
Mr. Volta Moyo Dube is saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think these two agree
mm-hmm.
on that score that this is a dangerous kind of
no move. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, manga muchitsanangura nerurimi rwesho nangwe yazo dimukarunaro rwedu. Ndanda bvunza kuti munoti nemutemo mutsva vakadzipa uyu vakasainwa na Minister we Home Affairs Sondra Pera nemusi wechishanu kuti unga uchibvumidza kupinda nekubuda kwevana vasingazonzi ngawo ine mai magwaro pamusoro pe anenge avabvumidza kufamba angaita ma passport nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Dr. Swanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
Very bad. Listeners are saying, Zika, the line is not clear and all that.
Yes.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay, yeah, we're trying to get hold of Mr. Diwama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And call us. So maybe you can read from our listeners on there.
What we're getting from the people on Facebook, remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, hey, kunzima wafowethu. Vele abantu laba sebenza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molusubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo lo Mavuso Chabalala uthi indaba yezizalwane zeBrunaberg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa, so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLions Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo. Siyamuzwa ukukhuluma sibili. I think he's referring to Mr. Volta Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
That's it, trafficked. So then, tomorrow we mapena, kuti la ubugele. Tumelele kwa siyabu wakulu, posela kukunapu.
Kuna otine wa anzi mkoma Shingi Dube, waruti mwurisei pa Studio 7, ayo watiru wapenyu, Fraser Chicks, Nathan. Anzi mtemo wawu, warirusira wanu, wakawanda, asi jine njozi uombe, yekubiwa kwe wana. Asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa. Then Thomas Matambanazo, maskura sei panu, ayo wataskura wakanaka, chungechete kubwa kuna Sibonilizwe, Msipa Mpala, warukufundu wataskura sei. Mkoma Same Udanisa, I think it's Danisa Mpofu. And there should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be conducted with the child identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. Then Vivian Mponda Andra Riskunzwika, the line is not clear. Boas Jayaguran Zakanaka Azu, but Zaida Kutarisiswa, Pani problem apo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but there need to be some checks and balances for this. Because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga. Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are palalapa ke enkundleni ye VO Indebele uti kona linjani basakazi. Lo mthetho uright kakhulu into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe le affidavit. So uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed, you know, in all this. So uti ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza eSouth Africa. Ibe ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying that you pay a lot of money if you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was so, before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used
to they are used
but you have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
Yeah, just
on that.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, we can read the letter.
So it's in a way, can you read it so that people.
Yes. This came from the Department of Home Affairs head office and. It was the Immigration Directive number 22 of 2019. And the headline is Foreign Children from Visa Exempt Countries Entering or Departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, as with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, subsection 12B of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter. Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller to name Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to call you.
Kuma mbofu enda side, enda side la go.
Unjani kuna mbofu?
Agubi kakhulu.
Ye, akutho ke mbofu uthi kuna mbofu ke ubona njani?
Kuna kwa bantu. Kati ndabe ngavu, benga sayina ngukuthi khona kuna abantu abafuna umsebenzi eGoli ngale. Ehambe mahara, besayinisa abantu abangavele bengela lokuzini.
So
abantu ana phela kavazi lutho.
Yes. So uchona lapha.
Yeah,
uchona.
Ngithi mina indaba esifuna abantu bakhipha umthetho ukuthi kona kona. EGoli ngale umntwana akahambi lokuza efika ngale. Right ongela umntwana ofuna ukuyasebenza ngale bemvalela phandle bamvalelilani.
Ah, so uthi ngcono ke abantu bavunyelwe ukuyasebenza eGoli.
Bavunyelwe bonke abantu ngoba umntwana lona kazizali phela.
Aha.
Umntwana lo anizalwa nguwe wena ofuna omfunayo kona ngali. Wena nga ufika ngani bafuna ipassport, bafuna lokuyana nalukuyana. But then abavume ukuthi kona kona mina ngihambe noma sengikhulile nginje so ngihambe ngifike eGoli ngali. Ngifike ngidinga umsebenzi sebenzi. But ngabe ngathatha umntwana ukuthi umntwana bevumela umntwana ukuthi kona kahambe. Umntwana lwana ngafika tshontsho ngale abanye imfuli iyayigcwele bafike ngane ethi uyachapha umfula lwana umfula lwana ugcwele umntwana lwana athathe ngamanzi kuyabe icala liyani kwabantu
ye lapha bakutshoyo ukuthi nxa kulo mzali onjengompofu esuka lo mntwana kobulawa industrial area khonapho uyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntanakho kule ncwadi wena zokuthi uyengena kwale South Africa uthathe umntanakho liyechapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele umenjani umntwana kuba sizichaphela lo mntana nakho
asithi sina wona usegoli ngale ufuna umntana nakho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona kona kabuye nalo umntwana lwana umntwana lwana umntwana lwana afika acathe emfuleni nje sebemthatha ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani
hayi lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu nxa ukuthi umntwana lo eyigaide ubaba lo kumbe umama lo eyigaideni yomntwana I think bale ndlela yokuthi babone ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini kuzobuya ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi umalaija uhamba lo mntwana inxa zomntwana akho sebekuvumela so khayazana kube njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonoku lami kungani kuthithanisa ingqondo kuthithi ingqondo lokho so khonapha kanye laqinisa
hayi ngiyakuzwa Dube ngitsho kwazi mina ngihlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inamba yami alifoneli khonapho
hayi lo muntu asijayisibili ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahle walithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi
sikufonelaamle ngiyabonga kakhulu
but
into engiyifisa ukuthi khona kona beyenze kabayenze into ezikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabo lokhu zeni amanye amazwe angali uyakwanisa ukuzithumela uzingenela ngale esouth africa uzingenela mozambique uzingenela zambia uzingenela lapha elokhu zeni kuthiwa ngabe egaberoni la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonokho
so wena ufuna ukuthi kube ne-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle
yes ngoba singabantu bayi-africans soke singabantu abamnyama
senguzwile mpofu so akuvula
amabomuntu azihambele ngene phume ngene phuma
aha so singazinzabuza abantu ukuthi ngizwa ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho okhuluma ngakho sibonge kakhulu mpofu ungathini wakusasa
oright ngiyabonga ngathi idola lami lingaka
hawu liyabuya idola liyabuya
mhlababaphela vele idola awuyawuthumezeli idola le-amerika phela liqakathekile ngapha ezimbabwe
hayi liyabuya so iyabuya ingwece utshale phansi
oright
thank you mpofu umbokele kakhulu so that is Mr. Mpofu
you owe me a dollar
he said send me $1
yeah. it reminds me of the gringo movie
yes
when Banda wanted his dollar
so he wants his dollar so he says open the borders instead of allowing children whatever he says open the borders
we have Dr. Musmus Swanda Beck and also we now have Mr. Diwama Vinga from Human Rights Watch but let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading is the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or a court order when traveling with one parent slash legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian. So ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
kadi hama chakadi chirongwa vateereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubvai kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirongo kuti what's your take on this move or development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures on foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move. That was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or and is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Swanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages. Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, caller is in the way.
Yes.
Caller is in the way.
Yeah, caller.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Sabola, ma'am.
Into ekhona ukuthi kukabili okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akhambe lomntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azuze incwadi evela kubaba. So okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuli ukuthi umama angahamba noma engela incwadi evela kubaba. Kungcono as long as ama birth certificate abantwana sokuthanya naye ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe. Because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela, umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba lomntwana. Okwesi-two, ukuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajoyisa, but amapolisa ayabe engathi, imithetho ikhona. Ama-death certificate ayabe khona. Umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani. Siyakwazi ye ukuthi abantwana bayajoyisa. But the fact ngeyokuthi kakube fair umama la yahambe nabantwana, uyise ahambe nabantwana. Nxa abantwana bebhathisa ugogo, so kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbe ama-birth certificate. Kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani.
Uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha Madube, Nkosikazi Dube, kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs, ngizabala ngesikhiwa. Ithi yabhala phezulu kolapha ebisithi sokulamanye regulations. Ibe sithi, this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent or legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So, lapho kwama birth certificate, uyabongelayo futhi.
It's okay. Mina ngile example engikhuluma so kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntanami. But uyise uyalo ukuthatha i-birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi wena uthathe umntwana lana ubuye la. Mina bengihambile kade eSouth Africa. Ngisiyazama ukukhuluma lo yise. Last time futhi ngahamba 2017 lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntanami ukuthi bathathe birth certificate sokufika nzima so ukuthi ngibathathe abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo ngaphe eZimbabwe sokufika nzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe
size sisubuka amadolo lokhu singenge umuntu.
Mhm.
Kanti yabo.
Akuthi ke
so kuba nzima. But inxa so kunje so ngilaka ukuthi ngihambe kathethi ngibuye labantwana ngapha. It's so easy. Mhm.
Yey, nyawazi abantu.
Nakahlali labantwana umntana nami uyosehlupheka la. Kule xenophobia, abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena ka participate anything.
Mhm.
It's so quite. So kuba nzima ukuthi umama lwana ahlale nabantwana kuba ebantwini abadivorce but sometimes of course ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes but abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo
awuboni ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs Dube so just briefly ngesikhiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikhiwa ufake just briefly
in English what I'm saying is that when you are two it's okay, but if you have divorced, it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's easier because you can take your children, your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are not settled in South Africa. You can give your children to anybody who is coming home,
mm-hmm.
and you remain working for them. Unlike persuading, if you have divorced, there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that innocent person who has already divorced and he will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him.
Mm. Now I think we can turn off the joke.
Also, yeah. Also, Gibbs, maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for that
request,
consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem.
That's a huge task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him.
I mean, what you prepare might do.
Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problem that he has faced. But again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian, and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who's going to stay with the children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there's no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels without a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In about 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with, and agree that, you know what, she's in love with. A 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think, like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying, that, look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because, you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents. But are these children safe?
Safe. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Sanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemutere Gibbs. Ano. Kuluma nekutaura, nekuspika. Ndiyo mdobo tanga wa ini manji. Yes, magadi.
Baba, ajonga.
Ndiyo anavu.
Mkwasha mkuru wa njika, mkwasha mazezuru.
Mkwasha mazezuru, koteka kufone rai futi nukuti wanko mfone enyo, haisiku nyato nzuika.
Network, ndiyo kusina network.
Yeah, I think we better call you again, we are calling you back. Because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mkwasha Mazezuru anonzi vankomo. Yes, he's the only known in law. Yeah, Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Yeah. So, let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So, Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into the, a proper context. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual. Even across the African continent, it was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes that are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements as well. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes. There are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back to excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti muzauti vatere, liwarukuti inauti nasi wanenga wane chidikwa dikwa chikunyora Gibbs. Regaiti mbutu verenge shoma. Tichi tukiswa wadarawidu mafemo. Anzina Viven Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a baby who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. As the name of Mutereri gives surveying at Tishin, Mutereri, hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, ndia nabo?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ndonga, what are you?
Mr. Mwarari.
Ah, ndafunga wati Ndonga, hiri chupinge.
Aywa.
Taura hiri nyo wa Ndonga.
Aiwa, hii waita sakanaka, bana wana mbora ni mapiringa, osaka, zini sakanaka chesu, kwasi, zini ziruku neta mzimbabu, muna msaka, noto, kuru zira chosu kita asa, idano sakanaka chosu.
Kwa wariku chema kuti wana wane kona kushitanga kubiwa manji, muna anungu taro ndindru kufamba ni mwana wende ni mfumo yake, apana mapepa, anda kuzaoti mwana atakuruwa nani?
Izo zvagara zvirungo itika makango zvona vana rungo biwa kana mabhoda jamba rungo krosa vasina nhiki ini mapassport saka tinongo zvinhu zvacho zviri kwese zvakare sakangonakira rimwe side zvogoshatira rimwe side asi pakuti vana vaona nemapereza avo haidanho rakanaka chose.
Ah, thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yes.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years. Now they're going to see each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the issue of child trafficking, he says it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let me welcome Mukwasha wangu, Mukwasha Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, uchini?
Baba Jonga, ndiri right zangu.
Ndakasimba Mukwasha, ndoda mombe zangu, vanhu vese vanzwe kuti Mukwasha Mazezuru asati aroora.
Zvinotouya kukachawo, zvakawandisa futi.
Ah, ndozvatiri kuda izvozvo.
Pane pane futi pandaida kutuma kuti moenda kunitsvagira muwechitu.
Ah, pakanaka makangouya nemombe chete asi wechitu wacho totanga tagara
kuAmerica, ndiri kukutuma kuAmerica iko.
Totanga tagara pasi newekutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidza kuti mutore wechitu. Chibva mapinda mudariro wangu monya yenyu, ndiye iri mudariro tipei tinzwe munoti.
Morisaya Dube Baba Jonga,
kunjani kopo?
mutemo Dube mirai ndimbo kutaurirai.
Yehe.
Izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta, handingozva munhu kupinda muri 40. Muri 40 munotobhadhara vauvunza kuti munobhadhara mari, mune mari yamuchaspenda kuSouth Africa. Izo zvasarira isusu nyika yeZimbabwe, ndiki muri kuzvinzwa.
Eh.
Hapana mwana weZimbabwe akarejistwa anofara kubuda asina kudhindisa passport kuboda. Inofara kudhindisa maprefect kuZimbabwe immigration vakadzidzira basa ravo. Mai mabuda zvakanaka, endai mosvika kuBotswana kuti modhindisa if you are crossing via Botswana. Kana uchienda Black Bridge wodhindisa wopinda ikoko, zvakanaka izvozvo. But kune makoronyera munozviziva, tinozviziva izvozvo, kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo. Wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega wonyengera wonti ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi, woenda wotengesa vana vedu. Zvasarira inyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chi buda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi. Lalisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu. Ndarwadziwa sere kunzanzi maZimbabwe nanonhuhwa kuSouth Africa. Are we smelling? Tiri kunhuhwa chi kana vachinzi vanhu vari vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuhwa? Usabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu, munokuvara.
Thank you. Chirova ine ndebe rekungoti ga.
Zvanini vati vakiti ndingabvumiri nto njalo Dube senzakana tirosesei pemberera ichinzi tatembera sesitavile sitavire nto zvingasevenziwi. Mitete yeSouth Africa ndainvestii vainvesta vainvesta kange rangu chere Botswana lapa. EBotswana sevarinyasi mutemo kuti asiyenzira amapemiti namapemiti abantu basebenzi emaplazini basebenze ngapi ngapi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse iBotswana. IBotswana isivukukile ngabantu beZimbabwe Dube sekulihlaza manga izingati ngapi ngapi emaplazini abantu beZimbabwe. Ini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wongophuma lomntwana engayisi wakhe, yobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakanoti uphume ngowakhe. Uphume ebese siyadindisa iSouth Africa la imukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho. Singavumeli siphonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba. Yabona abantu abethu kathesesibazele kukathethi Dube, abasawazi umthetho, abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama ahlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya ahlonitshwe aphume kuhle umchado ube ngumchado sekunganonzwa kenzwake nzwakenzwake awa lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, Nkomo, sibonge kakhulu Nkomo.
Anakho thina sinikwazi uyaphilizeni lo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle Dube.
Hanjo phela.
Bangafani le mbuze yakwazi ukuthi ufana nani Dube. Izayi Baba Jonga. Zakafana nekusungira mbuzi pamuti. Waipa machidya. Uchimira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uye zvourayiwa. Aizvingaziye kuti iri kurayiwa. Hatizvite izvozvo. Wedu mutemo ndewedu. Wenyika yedu. Chirime chibatsi. Nemdzungu nembambaira.
Vangomo. Muchidimu tongoti imi muri kukurudzira. Muri kukurudzira divi reZimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana. Kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana.
Eyalola izipra leZanda. Belweni kukhipha irodizi mthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhipha umthetho kwakuthiwa uJoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhipha umthetho omubi yokuthi kuthiwa there is a dog an African ebabhunu ewatiwati nanakutshele Dube ngakahamba lenyethiwa ndisafunda mina engiphelile kumama esithi siyedorobheni fika edorobheni ndaphala ukuhamba into yenjela umayo uthe sithi mina ngisale emoteni engena kobomikles kunuka isinkwa kuphela usengiphathelini isinkwa lekhoko ngihamba ngihleli abantwana besikolo bevele esikolo bengihleka lami umntwana wesikolo bengihleka ukuthi ilindinja enehambe siyawudla into ezimnandi. That is not good.
Wow.
Nice.
From belonged to Mrewa. Mrewa to what he got past me.
Thank you, Uncle Mora.
Ndatenda zvangu inini pachirongwa ndakaida kuti ndive joined pa group then ndasandabata kuti vamwe vasvika pati.
Eh, tikutaura nenyaya yemutemo mutsva wakaiswa ku South Africa wakasainwa na Minister of Home Affairs sondo rakapera wekuti vana vanenge vachipinda mu South Africa havachasungirwa kunge vaine mamwe magwaro akaita sema affidavit, ma court papers nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoita kuti vange vachibvumizwa kufamba nemumwe munhu asiri mubereki asiri vabereki vese vari vaviri.
Mutemo wakadarewo unotipedzera vana hauna kutomboorama nokuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endichaba mwana ende ndogona kumunyengerwa zvokuti anobva ava neukama neni hwakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzi nokuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvanenge anenge ane mufungo wake mwoyo wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoita kuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ichagara irimo pamuromo yavanhu ende panenge pati vane nhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu vari kuchevavana kuti vari kunyangariswa nani.
Amai Mungoni, ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vamukomo vachitaura ivo kuti no regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo asi Zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana. Munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasi vana nguva dzaakupera.
Zvakanaka hazvo asi inyaya yekutambudzika futi ndekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuZimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwangu wakutsva kumusana nekudumbu.
Thank you so much. Apana, thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, still he's
yeah,
still
there. Dr. Spanda, locus a connect command. Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect the kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimants either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent might not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that in a way protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens is very strict, it's clear. You cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least you know, discuss some of these issues with the Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it sells and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Yeah, paka oma ipapo. Totarisa hedu nguva dzinenge dziri kuti mhanyei Dr. Sivanda. Manzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti dambudziko hombe riri pakutya kuti vana vanogona kubiwa. Asi pane vauya nepfungwa yekuti regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo, Zimbabwe inofanira kusunga dzisimbe panyaya yekuti vana havangobuda. Zvii zvamungataurawo?
chatenga tano ndicho kuti chekutanga tinonzwa and takaona nezvozvo kuti vanhu vanozvo kuti South Africa ine constitution yakanaka kudarika nyika dzese dzimwe dzakawanda panapa zvatuto ndozvekuti chinhu chakanaka chinoyemurwa tinoona kuti chakanaka chiri kuitwa apa saka mitemo iyi yekuchengetedza vana tinoiona muSouth Africa kuti South Africa haitenderi vana vayo vachingoenda kwese kwese kana munhu weSouth Africa achibuda pano achienda nevana anotosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana nekudaro tiri kutiwo Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mitemo inofanana inochengetedza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vana vedu habiwi tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune economize kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoisa vana vedu munjodzi
ndizvozvo chai
yes soke kodoke okatokurira kutongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile ngokuti abantu vanavaya bepuma vengena bepuma vengena kule mthetho yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuthi eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathiwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani
ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besisasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe yiSouth Africa iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingena maphephane leyo okufana nama birth certificate ama unabridged neyincwadi zasenkantolo imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondolozwe amalungelo abantwana nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe amazwe wonke kafake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthiwa balahlekile badlwenguliwe kwenziwe ini asenzeni konke singanelisi ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana yikho sikugqugquzelayo lokho
thank you Dr. Swanda please do stay on the line Timbonzi kwaku nevateereri hanzi nevateereri vanyora pano mkoma Robert Nyanjoa hanzi it is a good idea because we need each other to grow thank you South Africa government ndofunga namba iverenga kwoita Jane Mukwereza maskwera sei mose mose aiwata skwera Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human parts trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And we are Mkoma Vivian Mponda nungangwa achipindura zvanga zvataurwa namkoma Danisa then Mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka zvakare kanza I mean both Mr. Mponda there is a business in South Africa in human parts we don't have to be carried away who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer and funga kuti hurumende ingaisa mutemo inenge ichikanganisa vana saizvozvo Mkoma Fraser Chicks Nathan and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice ndofunga mukwasha wemazezuru pfungwa yataura yekuti veZimbabwe ngavadzikewo mutemo yakaoma inoita kuti vana vasangobuda ndosaka vari kutendwa panapa
and you know we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa. Maybe for ritual purposes, is not yet, you know, too clear. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you know
maybe that's why people are
having this kind of fear. Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help her bring the child from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And the only way was to kidnap the child
and
take him to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So parents were also involved in
that. That's right. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
Everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children. You know, even if it is difficult, let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Doma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk, good night.